Gig workers are boycotting a shopping delivery app today because of its new pay algorithm. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. If you were hoping to get shopping delivered via Shipt today, you might be out of luck. Shipt, which is owned by Target, pays gig economy workers to deliver goods from brick-and-mortar stores to consumers' homes around the country. Those workers aren't staff, so they don't get a salary or an hourly wage. They're paid by the job. Now Shipt is planning to expand its use of an algorithm to determine how much they'll get. It'll take into account a bunch of factors, like how busy a store is and how bad traffic is. But the calculation is opaque, and workers would like more transparency. They believe they'll end up with less than the commission that they currently get. Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace culture for us here at Marketplace.
Generally, you know, these kinds of gig jobs are piecework, where workers are paid by the outcome and not for their time. Now, in quarantine, some of the relationships in that have kind of gotten a little wonky because, say, you know, a shopper gets an order and they spend a bunch of time looking for all the items and they're all sold out. They wouldn't get compensation for all that extra time. So there are ways in which kind of changing the compensation model for this type of gig work might make sense under the current circumstances and maybe be a bit more fair.
But I know you've been reporting this out and talking to a lot of gig workers, and it does seem like, in general, these algorithms, when they're changed, end up giving workers less money, not more. Or at least that's their perception, right?
There's definitely that perception. I know, you know, Shipt workers have complained that they have piloted the system in some cities, and they say that pay went down by as much as 30% in some cases. And a lot of gig workers, you know, for other platforms say that companies just use these algorithms as just a way to cut pay without saying that they're actually cutting pay. There's no real way to kind of verify these things because they're what's called a black box algorithm. You know, it becomes really difficult to have any predictability around, you know, what your wages are going to be for a day or for a week or how much time you should, you know, count on spending doing the work.
Well, if workers hate them so much, why do the companies say they're necessary?
There's a kind of complicated market manipulation that these apps are trying to do where they want to keep as many workers logged into the apps as possible so that when you, you know, order an Uber or, you know, order Instacart, that you have access to as many workers as possible to fill that order as quickly as possible, but also minimize, you know, the cost of labor. And so there's this kind of delicate dance that the algorithms perform to try to kind of create market efficiencies and match labor with demand at the minimal cost to generate profits for these apps.
And Uber's been doing this type of algorithmic pricing. I guess we know it best as surge pricing for years now. So I imagine this is legal. Do workers have any comeback against this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's definitely legal for a private company to use these algorithms to determine pay or to dispatch work, whatnot. What actually comes into question right now is whether that constitutes a change to the classification of gig workers. This has been a big issue in the world of the gig economy, whether gig workers should be classified as independent contractors, as they currently are, or whether they should be classified as employees, as, you know, the state of California passed a law that basically sets a criteria that would make them employees. And one of the criteria that the law in California, and which many other states are kind of looking to imitate, is whether they're able to set their own working conditions, one of which is pay. And so actually, Uber has changed things up in California. It just last week, for the entire state, instituted a new policy where drivers can set their own rate when they log on to the app as kind of an attempt to say, hey, they are independent contractors. They're setting their own rates. Whereas when these algorithms kind of determine which jobs they get served and what the rates are, there is a question as to whether this is a correct classification of them as independent contractors who generally would be able to set their own pay.
Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace culture for Marketplace. And now for some related links. Megan spoke to a rideshare driver in San Diego as part of her reporting. Carlos Ramos said, "I really compare it to like the wizard behind the curtain in Wizard of Oz," when he was talking about those black box algorithms. We'll link you to her full report. California's law, AB 5, which reclassified gig workers as employees, has already had sweeping impacts across the state, and not everyone's happy. There have been lawsuits, social media campaigns, and a ballot initiative challenging it, sponsored by Uber, Lyft, Postmates, and DoorDash. AB 5 means workers get a lot of the protections that conventional employment brings, things like overtime, minimum wage, and workers' comp. It would also mean unemployment insurance, which gig workers actually get anyway at the moment because of expanded federal benefits due to the pandemic, but they won't last forever. Of course, all of that is expensive for businesses, and it's not just the big tech platforms that get swept up in AB 5, but also things like independent yoga studios or playhouses, for example. The LA Times profiled some of them. Other states are already looking to follow California's lead. Yesterday, we heard that Massachusetts is suing Uber and Lyft over the status of drivers. That state's attorney general says they should be employees. Uber and Lyft are vowing to fight it, saying the vast majority of their drivers actually want the freedom to work independently, set their own hours, and work flexibly. The coronavirus pandemic has highlighted just how essential some gig economy workers are, and gig jobs like grocery delivery have been a lifeline for people who've lost other work because of the shutdowns. As a piece in the Harvard Business Review says, gig workers are here to stay, and the model is only going to get more entrenched. So now really is the time for us to think about how we would like it to work. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.